tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. Lows level off around 32 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lennon, two-time Country Artist of the Year Award winner with Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The Whammies have been around for over 40 years, and they've been helping musicians and helping people for a long time. As a nonprofit, they feel responsibility to give back to their community. Find out more from WAMI.org. Everywhere we go, I want
to stay. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows around 31, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 47. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 47 tomorrow. Lows level off around 32 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 37.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home, with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops.
Country.
In studio with me, Jackson. He pops in time to time to say hi to you guys, and we're going to chat with him in just a few minutes, but this is appropriate. Jack, it's Luke Bryan, your first concert ever. How much did you love that?
A lot.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give in my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies, dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's friend.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me.
touches in the hall. We talk about the weather if we talk at all. If your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask him. I don't show it. We don't yell, 'cause what the hell difference would it make? We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up the house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't.
Is in here with me in studio hanging out for a little bit, dying to tell you guys about one of his birthday presents last month, which was a total room makeover. All right, Jackson, tell him what you want him to know about your room.
I had a tin that went over my bed, and I got a lightning bolt light that had half color, blue and red, and I also got a guitar
on your wall.
On my wall.
With all of his Luke Bryan concert photos. How fun is that room now?
Great.
Yay! It's a mom win, guys. It's a mom win.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate. The best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Are you stuck scrolling endlessly looking for a good sci-fi show?
I wanna be free.
Pluto TV has entire channels dedicated to sci-fi, all for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, oh.
Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees. See, I'm on them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. See, I'm on them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask her why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots. It throws me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is.
Get back there.
probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number?
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, a Civic Media radio station.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Yeah, gobbles up the rebound. He's got it down low. Trying to dribble out of trouble. He flushes it through. Oh, baby. That was with a facial.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Orlando Magic from the Amway Center in Orlando.
Puts a pair of defenders. Takes a Euro step down the lane. Lays it in with a foul.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Another road game for the Bucks, who find themselves in Orlando to take on a young, energetic, long Orlando Magic team. Good evening, everybody. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for today's matchup, a 5 o'clock Central Time tip between these two teams. And Dave, as you get set for this game, if you only looked at the numbers, there's a lot about this Magic team that would remind you of an opponent the Bucks faced in the Detroit Pistons on Wednesday.
Well, I think one of the real commonalities that we're seeing is a lot of young teams, and they certainly line up in that regard. But, you know, I think this is a team that's playing pretty good defense, and that's one of the things that really jumps out at me when I look at these guys. And they're long. They've got, you know, a lot of athleticism. What they don't have is a lot of experience, and that's where the Bucks, you know, feel like they've got the advantage with from the experience perspective. But some of that goes out the window when you consider the fact that really I think this team, although they've been around the block, they're looking for their identity. And we keep talking about that. But on Thursday night, the Bucks got back to their old ways, riding that combination of Chris Middleton and Giannis until it ran out of gas late. And one of the interesting and continual works in progress around this team played out late in that game when the Bucks needed to lean on alternative scoring options. And it certainly would have helped to have had Damian Lillard out there as another option and facilitator late. But the challenge of cohesion is one that definitely remains for this group when they have all their weapons together. And what does that spacing look like? How good can it be that this group, once they do, how good can they be once they do hit that stride? And I think it's really all part of that continual effort to define this year's identity. But it will take time, and tonight's another opportunity to chip away at that. But you know, we keep talking about the whole situation with Damian Lillard, and you know, it doesn't look great for him tonight, but we'll find out. I don't know if it's officially been said to any degree to this point, but one way or another, I think whether you have Damian Lillard or you don't, it's just a matter of knowing where everyone's going to be. What is the identity? And I think that's what we continue to try to feel out with this group.
Yeah, and look, the clutch situations that they've been in, even without Dame, as you went through against the Pacers. But as we've touched on, it's going to take time for this group. But I do think there's added value to going through those moments as you're figuring everything else out.
Yeah, it brings you closer together. It gives you that confidence. It gives you the grit. And, you know, I think that that's how you learn each other. But you just love to have everyone together. And I think that's always the challenge. We started out the season pretty well in that regard with not many games missed to injury. But now all of a sudden we're starting to see one of the big three in and one of the big three out over the last number of games. And Chris Middleton's minutes are still not where he wants them to be. And, you know, Damian Lillard doesn't play last game. They missed him late in that contest. So, you know, he's the guy that really does straw the drink in those late game situations, is that's what he was brought here to do, and he has certainly lived up to the billing in that regard. But he's still trying to get that rhythm back, and you know, the more games you miss, the harder obviously that is to find that rhythm. So we'll see how long he is out, if in fact he is officially out tonight. But one way or another, you're trying to gel together with some of that those tight games, and the Bucks were involved in one the other day where they finally did not finish the way they wanted to. So there were some mistakes down the stretch of that. We talked about all the things surrounding that, of course, with Giannis in that position where he was 1 point away from tying his career high. He was 3 points away from tying the franchise record in scoring and Did that get into their heads at all? I don't know. I can't say, but I can just tell you what the numbers bear out. He had scored 54 points prior to the last 5 minutes, and then from that point forward doesn't score the rest of the way. And I do think that the ball stopped maybe moving quite as much as it was, and that's going to be important for this group. The other guys stepping up and making shots when they have those opportunities. But, you know, so much of this thing comes down to defense, and I do think the Bucks have gotten better in that regard over the last four games. As we looked at this thing a week ago going into that New York Knicks game, it was anyone's guess coming out of Toronto what this thing was going to be. But, you know, you mentioned the rim protection. That has been a staple of this team in recent years, and you thought that would be a staple of this team now because you still have your two best rim protectors in Giannis and Brooke Lopez. But those numbers have tailed off. The Bucks just 26th in the league in rim protection inside that restricted area in terms of opponent field goal percentage. However, in the last four games since they switched Brooke Lopez into that drop mold, they've moved up to number 10 in that time, allowing just 63% at the rim. So we'll see if that continues to play out.
Defense, certainly a big one to keep an eye on. It's all the usuals, the defense, transition, and how they do on the glass. And certainly that doesn't change with this matchup tonight or today against the Orlando Magic. We will check in with Dave again just before tip, but that is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. Counting it down to tip off here. When we come back, we mentioned the 54 points from Giannis. We'll relive his offensive dominance against the Pacers next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, NA member FDIC.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
54 points scored by Giannis Thursday night in Indianapolis against the Pacers. 46 of those coming through the first three quarters. No other way to describe what Giannis did than unstoppable.
Now it's Giannis crab stepping his way down the lane with a Euro stride to the cup. Giannis comes away with a loose ball. He's into the front court. Gallops ahead, turns the corner. He takes it inside and lays it in with a foul. Giannis had bad intentions as he went up high and was getting ready to drop the hammer. Giannis goes the other way, crossing over. Now he attacks down the lane, scoops to the hoop, and lays it in with a foul. So Giannis does have an advantage against this team. They don't have a ton of size. You do have a shot blocker in Miles Turner, who comes into this one just under two blocks a game, crossing over. He wants more. Goes right back to the cup and gets right past Nesmith as he links it in. Giannis now 24 points in the opening half. Beasley has it. Right free throw line extended. Hands it to Giannis. Giannis spins down the paint. Works it inside on Turner and stuffs it down as he staples it right in front of the Indiana Pacers big man. Giannis goes right at Turner again. Puts the shot off the window and good with a left hand with a foul. There is no stopping number 34 tonight. Giannis continues to just mash everything in his path. Middleton spins down the baseline, hands it off to Giannis, lays it in with a foul. The broken record continues to spin here in the opening 4 minutes of the third quarter, where Giannis has a chance at yet another three-point play. He has 37 points with still 8:26 to play here in the third quarter. Giannis gobbles up the rebound. He's got it down low, trying to dribble out of trouble. He flushes it through. Oh, baby. That was with a facial. Lob inbound to Giannis, who lays it in. Beautiful feed from a couple guys who have been doing it a long time together. Middleton sets up Giannis, who's got 48. Pass from Middleton inside to Giannis, who lays it in. And there is your 50-piece for the Greek Freak. 50 points with still 10:28 to play. Giannis turns the corner back inside, lays it in with the offhand. Thought he got fouled, didn't get the call, but he gets his points in the Bucks lead 115-108. Would that not be the ultimate Giannis way of doing something like this? Splits a pair of defenders, takes a Euro step down the lane, lays it in with the foul. Oh, Giannis Antetokounmpo back right into the heart of the defense. He is an unstoppable force.
54 points from Giannis, one off his career high and three off the franchise record. Again, 46 of those came in the first three quarters. Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip-off, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with assistant coach Vin Baker. You will hear that conversation next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98Q Country, brought to you by MT Pockets, just north of Park Falls, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Jack's Corner Bar, and by D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
For a big flavor at Empty Pockets, where all our food is roasted crispy, so it won't slow down your game. Wednesday through Saturday, save our pterodactyl wings, 4 for $11, and half a chicken for the same. Pull our 4 to 6 pieces at $15, complete with courtside fries and homemade coleslaw. Friday box out with a Friday fish fry frenzy, 2 pieces for $10, 3 pieces for $12. Elevate with MVP Tiger Shrimp, available as a 6-piece game changer. At Empty Pockets, located on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin, where taste meets the game.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Here before they head back to Milwaukee tonight, it is the Orlando Magic, and happy to be joined right now by the four-time All-Star assistant coach Vin Baker, who is kind enough to spend a little bit of time with us here tonight. He's got the scout, and before we dive into the matchup, Vin, let me just get your take on a more broad-based question. We talk about so much about the players learning a new system, everything that goes into that. What we don't talk about is guys like you and Josh Oppenheimer, Sidney Dobner, going from one coaching staff to another staff. What is that transition like for you?
I mean, the terminology and learning different things, how Coach Griff wants to defend, wasn't a ton different. We just had to make a few adjustments. I think what helps us is having corporate knowledge of the players, understanding what they like to do offensively, and certainly what they can do defensively. So I think we, you know, we've been at this since, you know, June, since Coach got the job. And so I think we're all comfortable enough with the terminology and the things that we want to do that Coach Griff wants us to do.
It's been much talked about the conversation that was had between the players and Coach Griff. You guys shift some things around, but I'm sure to your point, you've got, as you mentioned, a little bit of that corporate knowledge yourself. As you guys continue to try to tinker with things to try to find that right balance between what the guys have done, maybe what they're used to, and some of the new things that you're trying to install, how much of a voice do you have in that conversation?
Well, I think, you know, all of us have a voice, the assistant coaches, and obviously helping, you know, coach, you know, understand the players, you know, that. But that was a few months ago. I think he has a good grip on what they can do on both ends of the floor. You know, we have a veteran group. You know, it's not so much it's a little bit of myself and Josh and Sydney from last year, but it's a lot of it's the fact that these guys have corporate knowledge. And, you know, you got guys in their 30s who've played this game a long time. So it's a matter of finding out their comfort zone, finding the expectations of what Coach Griff wants, and then meeting somewhere in the middle. The bottom line is to be successful and to win games.
One of the things that you guys will be challenged by certainly tonight is the rebounding component from this Orlando Magic team among the top five and rebounding differential. For you guys to have success the way you want to, what has to change to get your rebounding back to maybe what you've been accustomed to with this group and get those numbers kind of climbing maybe more than what we've seen so far this year?
Well, I think, you know, we will change that around. I think the guys will, you know, be more intentional about rebounding. A lot of times when you add such a scoring threat like Dame, a superior scoring threat, you know, you start the other, you know, little things in the game you kind of forget about. We've got Dame, we've got Giannis. And so I think we got to just get back to the nitty-gritty of the core of who we are defensively and certainly being on the glass. And so I look forward to that changing relatively quickly.
The other area I look at, and I'll get your opinion on what you're focusing in on, if it aligns with this, but you look at the turnover department in this game. This is a team that has had a little bit of a hard time taking care of the ball, but they've also forced some turnovers. You guys have done a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball. How important is that component when you look at this matchup tonight?
It's very important. In any game that you enter, you want to take care of the ball and limit the turnovers and, you know, obviously get into transition opportunities. But I think the irony of playing a team, a young team who turns the ball over, they're going to get a lot of possessions. And a lot of times they can get 15, 20 turnovers and still win a basketball game. So I think on our end, taking care of the basketball, capitalizing on their turnovers will give us an advantage.
What else stands out to you when you looked at this thing and you watched it on film?
Just, you know, they've got a lot of talent. You know, out of all the teams that we played in the last few weeks, Brooklyn, Detroit, Indiana, young teams with great individual talent. In a weird kind of way, I think this team has probably the most talent with Banchero, with Wagner, Cole Anthony. They've got some guys very capable of lighting it up. They're not just a one-headed snake or two-headed snake. They've got multiple guys that can put up 30 points a night.
All right, veterans going against the youngsters. See if you can take them to school a little bit here tonight.
Hopefully we can get that win.
All right, thanks, Vin. Appreciate it. All right, that's Coach Vin Baker. His team getting set to take on the Orlando Magic. We will get you closer to tip-off here from the head coach as well, Adrian Griffin. That's all coming up. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Students, don't miss your chance to take your shot at slam dunk savings on Bucks tickets, Deer District offers, and more. The Bucks Student Rush Program, presented by Ticketmaster, features exclusive offers that won't break the bank. Whether it's a night out with friends or a break from the books, we want you to join us at Fiserv Forum to cheer on the deer. What are you waiting for? Visit bucks.com/studentrush and register for this free program with your EDU email today.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking roles and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia. Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time now to go courtside and get the latest thoughts on tonight's game from head coach Adrian Griffin.
Dame's going to warm up before the game, and then we'll just evaluate him, see how he's doing, and just go from there.
The fact that he's missing for a second game, is there any more concern over that injury that they're running on Thursday night?
No, I think we just, you know, if we have to err on the side of caution, being cautious with him, that, you know, but right now he's just warming up and we'll see how he goes today.
Six games in now, I think for Chris, is he at a point where you think maybe tonight or in this next week he's going to be at a point where his minutes can increase, or is that still day-to-day?
No, his goal is for his minutes to increase. When will that be? We don't know 100%, but love the way he's playing. He's heart and soul out there, so we're a much better team when he's on the floor. But right now, we're just evaluating him game to game.
I know Indiana can maybe make teams play differently or at a different speed, but if they can't go, how important is it that you do have Chris, however many minutes it is tonight, to kind of help that offensive load a little bit?
Well, I think all our guys are terrific. I thought all our bench guys that are coming in, I'm 100% confident in putting them in the game. I thought Cam, he played some really good basketball last couple games, even Dre. But, yeah, Chris gives us another ball handler, another scorer out there, but I'm not hesitant to call on anybody off the bench. I think our guys have been great so far.
Depending on where you look up the stats, about 50% of the team's shots against you in zone are three-pointers. Do you feel like, obviously you want to keep teams on the lane, that's why you're in zone, but is there some sort of balance where it's too many threes, like you're forcing too many?
No, I think they're hitting threes regardless, zone or in man. We have to do a better job of just contesting with more urgency, understanding personnel a little bit better. And teams have been shooting it at a high rate and making it at high rate. But that's something that we continue to examine and get better each game. But, yes, we do have to protect the three-point line much better.
I know Joe was making a decision at the end of last game, but I'm curious, when you're looking at the closing lineup, you guys have done a couple different configurations. What are you looking for?
I think first, I thought Joe did a tremendous job of keeping us in the game and putting us in a position to win. You know, he's a veteran. He's done this before, and you could tell. So I thought my staff did a tremendous job. You know, good teams, Indiana made some adjustments down the stretch where they started doubling Giannis. But I thought we had the right people on the floor. You know, we had another ball handler in Cam and Chris, and, you know, it's something just to learn from. I don't know if we got a little winded down the stretch, but that's what's going to happen. You know, teams are going to double. You know, Giannis had, 54 at the time or 56, something like that. So they're going to go after him. So, you know, we watched film on it this morning, finding ways to get better, but I thought everyone did a tremendous job down the stretch. We just, you know, but there's always room for improvement.
That is Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the injury report on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, taking a look at the injury reports for tonight's game. Damian Lillard is out. He had missed the game against the Pacers with some right calf soreness, was listed as questionable with the same issue on today's injury report. He will not play in tonight's game. Instead, Cameron Payne will get the start once again. Marquise Bolden and Ty Washington also out of this game as G League assignments on their two-way contract. As for the Magic, two big names out for them. Wendell Carter Jr. out with a left hand fracture and Gary Harris out with a right groin strain. The injury report is brought to you by Fradert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their primary care providers are available in more than 25 locations near your home or work, doing everything humanly possible to be here for you. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and get some final thoughts before tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Small businesses are the heart of America, but you don't have to go it alone. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Get the connections, education, and guidance you need with SCORE. We're ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This Veterans Day from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the second annual Pig Roast for Homeless Veterans. Prices are $20 per plate with a piglet plate for $10 for those 3 to 12 years old. And children 2 and under eat free. There will be raffles from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And there will be a special appearance from Pitmaster Dusty Warner. That's November 11th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Cabaret Cove in Wright.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
Almost tip time in Orlando between the Bucks and the Magic. Rejoined now by Dave Kane. And Dave, we know once again no Damian Lillard tonight, so a big opportunity for some of the other guys, especially when we talk about closing situations, if it gets there.
Yeah, you're right. I think that when we talk about this group, you really start with Cam Payne, because he's going to be the one that fills that void of the point guard spot. But That really brings ball security even more into focus, because you only have that one point guard. The Magic come into this game number 2 in the league in steals per game, scoring the 3rd most points off turnovers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have been pretty good about it, only allowing the fifth fewest points of any team in the league off turnovers this year. But they really do need to take care of the basketball tonight. They're going to have some chances. Talked with you heard the conversation with Coach Baker a little bit ago. This is a team, though, the Magic, that are giving it away more than 16 times a game. That's 26th in the league. So Milwaukee could have a couple opportunities if they play that brand of basketball Coach Griff has been preaching. Two other quick things to keep an eye on. We mentioned it before, free throw shooting. Bucks could get an advantage there. This has been a staple. Tonight's game, number two of the top three teams in free throw attempt rate this year. So whoever can win that, you're going to have a real opportunity. And also rebounding. Magic, number three in the league in disparity in terms of plus minus. The Bucks 29. So that's an area they're going to have to try to improve on here tonight.
Yeah, and those numbers typically inverse for the Bucks, at least coming into this season. Before we do hand it over to Dave, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Game is next. It's the Bucks and